I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Joining me now in studio, actor and Doberman owner, Cameron Matheson. What's going on, bud?
What's up, Mario? Good to be here, man.
Always good to see you. First of all, Doberman Pinscher.
That's what I'm talking about.
I was with Steve Harvey yesterday, who was a fellow Doberman Pinscher.
Is he really?
Owner. Yes.
I love that.
I love the movies back in the day. The Doberman Gang movies. What were the actual titles of those movies?
Oh, man. I know what you're talking about.
Amazing Dobermans. And it was, if you're, for those not familiar, because you may be a little young listening, they had like these... A pack of Dobermans that would commit bank robberies, and they were not CGI. We're talking real Dobermans.
Could you imagine being the wrangler for that movie? Like,
oh my gosh! I mean, how stressful would that be? But those movies were awesome. Do you remember?
Yeah, they were awesome. I remember. But and by the way, that may have been like part of the influence as to why, you know what I mean. Like, I've always been drawn to Dobermans, as of my wife, and I don't know. Maybe it was because you're just cool looking.
They are cool looking.
And they're super sweet at the same time.
Well, we're both big dog lovers, and also part of this year's AKC National Championship. You've always been a dog guy. You've always had a dog.
Always been a dog guy. I've had periods because of bouncing around and moving where I didn't have a dog. But my wife and I, when we got married, we're like, we're going to get a dog. We're going to get a Doberman. That was the deal. And
nice.
I love this guy, and he's the best.
Great deterrent, protector of the house,
I mean,
right?
Here's the thing. He is the biggest... He's like the biggest wimp in the world. You cannot imagine.
You got a wimpy Doberman?
But the thing is he looks so tough.
Intimidating,
you know what I mean? Like,
right.
He runs the perimeter of our house, so he's like the best and worst guard dog all wrapped up into one. Because nobody's going to come into our house. Nobody comes through the gate. He just stands. He's like 95 pounds of like solid muscle.
Right.
But at the same time, you come through, all he wants to do is play.
Right.
He can be a complete stranger. He's the worst.
That's funny. So talk a little bit about what you're doing on the dog show.
Yeah, well, I mean, this is... I think all dog lovers, anything to do with our dogs, we love talking about it. We love kind of putting the pictures out there. But this is obviously the AKC National Championship dog show presented by Royal Canin. And I think it's kind of like the Super Bowl of all dog shows, right? This is what everybody's tuning in for.
Biggest monetary compensation
exactly
for the dogs,
right.
too, by
That's
the way.
Right. I mean, these are the prizes that everybody wants in the world.
It is a Super Bowl.
The seven big dog breeds, the dog breed groups, of course, Doberman's representing the working group. And I know...
The working group, which is actually substantial. It's got some significance, the working group, because those dogs serve a purpose.
Yeah.
And they're protectors, as opposed to the group I'm representing, the non-sporting group, which is basically a cat. They just want to chill. Non-sporting.
I mean, I'd love to get a shot of like Red next to Julio, like the contrast between the two of them.
So that's your dog's name, Red?
Red, yeah. And which is confusing because he's not a Red Doberman.
I assumed he was a Red Doberman.
He was a puppy. There's a bunch of the, you know, different dogs, and the kids they all had different collars.
Right.
He was going to be named Bear, but he had the red collar, and the kids were really little, and they just kept calling him Red. And
okay.
Red stuck. So
got
it's
it.
A little confusing to people, but yeah. So, I mean, we're looking forward to tuning into that. And obviously, we're, you know, representing the working group for everybody wants to find out, and best in show. Everybody wants to find out who's going to take home the best in show.
Exactly. That's going down on Animal Planet on New Year's Day. A lot of family fun right there. Also a lot of family fun. You're one of the hosts of Home and Family on Hallmark Channel. Had the pleasure of coming out on the show.
Yeah, with the family.
With the family. It's really cool because you guys shoot in a house right here in the Universal back lot. That's a fun gig, man. You're having a good time over there?
It's a super fun gig. It's like super, it's lots of positivity, family, home, DIYs, cooking, dogs. Mm-hmm. I mean, we talk about dogs and pets every day. So it's probably the job that I've had in my life that's the most in line with who I am. Like, it's just me extended on the show, which, I mean, you know, you're doing that in all capacities of your life, YouTube and other places. And it just feels so seamless.
Yeah, no, it's the best when you get to just be yourself for a living right there. And you've also been in a bunch of movies, and A Christmas to Remember and A Summer to Remember. Will there be a Remember trilogy?
You know what? I'm not even sure. So these movies, I mean, Hallmark makes like 100 movies a year, and I'm not even sure they made the connection that I was in a couple remembering movies, like The Christmas and then Summer to Remember.
You got to go for the trifecta now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we got to go. What else can we add to Remember? Like, Christmas to Remember, Summer to Remember. I mean, I don't know. Maybe
the bachelor party to Remember. That might not be Hallmark-esque.
That might not be totally Hallmark. No, for sure. But there's got to be other ones out there. I mean, these movies are so, like, you know, super family friendly. They feel good. I shot one in Fiji. I shoot them in Canada.
Wow, that's cool.
We travel around. I mean, they just feel. It's the kind of stuff that you're like, you're happy for your kids to watch.
Yeah,
to tune in.
Exactly. You know, everybody can check it out. Yeah. And how old are the kids, by the way?
15 and 12. My son's 15, Lucas, and my daughter Layla's 12.
Oh wow! So those hormones are kicking.
It's a whole different level. We started a little earlier than you guys did.
Yeah, you did. Oh wow! And one of each, obviously.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
And the girl's older.
No, my son's older.
The son's older. Okay, well, that's nice.
It is nice.
That's nice, because my girl's older than the other one.
I know.
Yeah, so at least the boy can, you know, go. And
Your kids are, like, ridiculously cute.
Oh, man. Thanks, man.
I mean, it's crazy.
They're a handful. What are your plans for the holidays? Are you guys staying in town? Or?
Well, my wife is, we're all going to Asia. We're doing all the holidays through Asia, but my wife's heading there early. She's leaving literally tomorrow for 2 weeks on her own with tours and stuff. And then we're going to come, the kids and I are going to come on the 22nd.
So the wife's having a vacation before the vacation.
Yes, this is like her bucket list trip. This is something that she's wanted to do forever. And so, you know, the plan, we were all supposed to go for a month, but plans kind of shifted. And she's like, forget it. I'm sticking to it. So she's
going
to go.
Look at that.
How about that? How would you feel about that?
First of all, my wife doesn't even like to leave the house by herself, much less go to another country. But that's actually really impressive.
I know.
She's very independent. And
it's going to be interesting, though. I mean, Christmas is such a big holiday for us, you know, so it's going to be interesting being in Asia.
Yeah.
We're spending Christmas. Waking up at sunrise and taking this like hot air balloon ride over the temples and watching the monks kind of doing like
that's
the
amazing
thing in the morning. So it's going to be a whole different imputation of what Christmas means. But
that's cool.
Be experience.
That's going to be awesome.
For sure.
All right. Before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers.
Man,
all right. Most underrated Christmas song.
Most underrated Christmas song. O Come All Ye Faithful.
Oh, Come On You Faithful. Okay. I was going to go with like that hippopotamus song or something. All I want. How's it go? I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
You know why? Because my daughter was playing it on piano last night. And I was like, man, I haven't heard this one in forever.
Yeah. Oh, so, she was playing that. My daughter, she's working on, what is she doing right now? She's working on Feliz Navidad right now. But she did.
You know what?
But she did Jingle Bells. My daughter's a lot smaller, right? And she's got a little compilation, Christmas compilation. That's funny. All-time favorite Christmas gift.
All-time favorite Christmas gift. These two, I guess they're drawings, stonemason drawings from my great-grandfather that my uncle gave to my mom to give to me when my family, they're homesteaders in Canada. And he was a stonemason. They're from the late 1800s.
Oh, wow.
I had them framed, and I studied engineering in college, so it kind of ties into my own structural engineering.
Oh, I didn't know you were smart like that, Cameron.
No, it's a big facade.
That is a cool gift right there.
Yeah.
Favorite holiday movie.
Favorite holiday movie is can I pick one that I've been in?
Yay, there you go.
Is that all right? Here's the reason. It was my first Hallmark Christmas movie. It's called Christmas Ornament. It was with Kelly Martin. And it was just one of those things. It was just, it all came together. And I learned how to ice skate for this as a Canadian. I didn't know how to ice.
Wait, you don't know how to ice skate as a Canadian?
I know. It was a big deal. They wrote it and they seemed, I was thinking, well, he's Canadian. He can skate.
Right. You're like the first Canadian I ever heard.
I mean, you know, the kids love, the kids love all of them, Elf and everything like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Christmas Ornament.
Okay. Go-to cocktail.
The go-to, Jack on the Rocks, back in the day, that was my drink. Not so much anymore. But
not so much anymore?
Yeah.
Take it down a notch? All right. New Year's resolution?
New Year's resolution is to have a little bit more balance, a little bit more balance in my life between family, between fitness, between, work and everything else.
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
Well, you can watch the AKC National Championship presented by Royal Canin New Year's Day on Animal Planet.
That's right.
You can follow him on Instagram at Cameron Matheson. Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thanks for having me, man.
On with Mario Lopez.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast Climbing in Heels is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.